What does the MIC stand for? I did see that. Does Melv do it? Okay. Well, Yeah, let's do this shit. Are you rolling? Okay. Oh, let's sync it up. Sync. Cool. All right. So that's let's try it again. I mean, let's just see. Let's see if we are delayed. Sync. Okay. Maybe I just stumbled over it. I don't fucking know. Okay, here we go. I am on zero. Welcome to the Castlevania Judgment Video Fest, which is what we're calling it. I haven't played it, no. I've looked at it a lot because I'm a Castlevania fan, and I was in a Castlevania fan community when it came out, and I saw a lot of dudes trying really hard to convince themselves that they liked it. I like more of... What? Go ahead. No. I like more of the designs in this game than most people do, probably. And it's, I will say, it is not Judgment's fault that Simon looks that way. He looked about that way in Castlevania Chronicles, and so, like, that's, I think so. And actually, let me make sure I'm not being an idiot. Yeah, it was, and like the PSX version or whatever. Yeah, he had like long, like unnatural. I mean, it's the same color hair he has here, honestly. But yeah, it's like, yeah, that's how Simon looked. No, he looks like normal ass Simon. He looks like Simon is supposed to look. He looks like Conan the Barbarian with like longer hair and wearing like a. Okay, so He looked a lot better than this in Chronicles, actually, but it, like, the bondage gear thing, like, that is not an invention. I can see how they got there from Chronicles. Okay. You can't say man when you're dressed like that. This is Eon, the, there. Oh, it's Aeon, not Eon, sorry. Can you please try and edit this together to make it sound like... I'm not talking to USK, I just mean like... To make it sound like they're talking to each other and they aren't just reading lines into a booth. By the way, that's SK and I'm Saber. Hi, guys. The chances that someone that watched this won't know us personally or one of us to some extent are pretty nil. Yeah, that's... This, God. Yeah, it's a lot more like Power Stone than it is, especially because, like, there are stages where you fight, monsters. Like, not, like, that's not, like, a big thing, but it's, like, you know, there'll be, like, a bunch of skeletons on the board or something, you know? Okay. if you've stopped time, you shouldn't be able to do that. It's not how, I mean, I guess, I was about to say, that's not how time stopping works, but time stopping doesn't work, so, you know. Yeah. Although you actually could move shit around if... Yeah, he did say that in the most awkward way possible, yes. Yay! It's the best character. Booby lady. And she's voiced by Tau Kaka, so, you know. I don't hate this design for Maria. Like, I've seen fan art that makes it look really good, actually, but it's like, I don't know what to make of the whole, I have an owl in a cage on a stick, and that's my weapon. It's certainly novel. I've seen stupider shit in Final Fantasy, but that really looked like she attacked him and then died. Yeah. I don't super understand what I'm seeing right now. This is... Oh, no. I do not want your mercy. He didn't say Alucard spear. Oh, I mean, like, that's fine, because, you know, I didn't want him to anyway, but... Why did they make him a Shota? This is fucking Eric Lacard. This is the other playable character from Castlevania Bloodlines. Barry put a picture up. But it's like... No, he's supposed to be a big, giant, buff dude. With green hair, okay, fair enough. That's not really necessarily the best thing. He does wield a giant spear called the Alucard Spear. And they decided to make him a Shota in this. Yeah. Because in Bloodlines, you could play as Jonathan Morris. Well, John Morris. Jonathan Morris is the other one, but, like... Yeah, you would think that... He who wields this... Okay. Is he going to say that every time? I hope he's going to say that every time. Nah, Cypher, you suck. If you don't have an accent and a blue robe, you suck. Also, he's saying, I will not fight a woman. You just beat up a little girl! And her pet owl! I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so, maybe? Well, there's two... I think, well, they have Simon and they have Trevor, and I think any more whip guys would be, like, too much, I suppose, but everyone, like, I remember people, like, why couldn't they just have Richter instead of, like, the Golem? You know, because why the fuck is the Golem there? My favorite thing about Sypha in this game, though, is, like, she's all, like, I will fight any, are you a witch? Witchcraft is against the church, and it's like, or whatever. It's like, you're a witch, Sypha. That's what you do. It's like, werewolves are evil, Cornell. I'll kill you because werewolves. And it's like, you're a witch. Sypha, you're a fucking witch. Gundam Cornell. Yay, it's the Gundam Cornell. This music rules, too. It's It's a medley of a bunch of the different musics from Castlevania 64. And they might as well have done this with Cornell's design because, you know, otherwise it's just a dude in, like, pants and a shirt. He's from Legacy of Darkness, which is, like, 64 plus, basically. And it's like, I don't even think he has weapons. Like, he just swings his, you know, he, like, goes, like, rah with his fists and makes, like sonic boom slashes appear. You know? But it's like, okay, they gave him claws in this. They gave him, like, you know, it's good. Like, I don't mind the way it looks. Oh, yeah. Oh, it sure does. It. From what I hear, it's real awkward to play, and I do believe that to some extent, I could be wrong about this, but I think to some extent, Wiimote controls are involved in this. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be, yeah, it's okay. This is like monster fights. This is basically the only reason that it's as free roaming as it is. I know, which is weird because Soma would have been a really unique person to put in. There is someone from Order of Ecclesia in here, like Shinoa's in here, with a not quite as good design, but No, that's a Minotaur. A Minotaur. The mermen were the ones that he was already fighting. I don't know what the crystals are doing. I don't know what that's doing. Yeah, I mean, doesn't actually make sense, but it makes sense that you said it. I think he's, well, I think they are trying to show off more of the game. Oh, Grant, why do you look the way you do? Yeah, he is. He is straight up wearing shorts there. He's wearing short shorts with, like, athletic shorts underneath. I mean, yeah, it's just because, like, he's the knives guy. I think that's basically where it went from there, was that he's the knives guy. Yeah, sorta. I really don't know what I'm seeing right now. Wait, the statue is shooting lasers? Okay. I mean, what is the statue's percentage in this?
I can feel it.
Yeah. Fair enough. And here we have not quite as good Alucard design. Oh, is this Is this the Leviathan fight from Rondo? I think that's actually what this is. Yeah, wait, no? That's just a big fish. That's not a Leviathan. What the fuck is going on? Oh, so it's... Yeah, because it doesn't want you to... Okay, that's not how KOs work. I mean, I guess, yeah, fucking, because he hit the thing first, yeah. This is miserable. Ah, it's Camilla time, I think. Oh my god, the shaders or whatever's going on, what with, and like the compression is making this look really unpleasant. I think it's the Iron Keep from Dark Souls 2. My eyes hurt so much looking at this. It is like I'm trying to just focus on what they're doing and it's just okay. Is this the Might of Legend? But why would it cleave? Would it not lash instead of cleaving? Like, yeah, you can tear a piece of paper in half with a whip, sure, but yes, everyone that knows you is related to you, Trevor. That's how it works. No, if he has the whip and it's working, he's worthy of the whip. That's how it works. Also, I like how Trevor is dressed like a Belmont. And Simon is dressed like what he's... And they don't comment on this. Right. It isn't, though. Castlevania was never like this. You could do a banging 2D fighter with Castlevania shit. Oh, you really could. You'd probably have to tweak it a little bit, because like you would want to like you want to make things based as closely as you can on like whip range, you know? That would probably be, like, the main distance you would be from the person you're fighting, so you would tweak some stuff, but, like, I could see, like, Arxis doing an amazing job with Castlevania. I mean, because they fucking did, like... Well, I mean, Dragon Ball FighterZ was fucking amazing, so, you know. Oh, that was it. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, of course not. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. That hurt. That was painful. Well, shitcock. Thank you for watching the Castlevania Judgment Video Fest by SK and Saber. And don't forget to smash that like button. Ring that bell.